And so I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Take that deep cleansing breath, breathing into the inner sanctuary of your soul. And as you exhale, just let go. Let go of anything that is keeping you from being fully present to the sacred moment and to divine inspiration. Perhaps like Mary, it is a fear that needs to be released. If so, just take another deep breath and let it go. Release it now. Perhaps it is worrying about the how in some life situation. If so, just breathe and feel this angst dissipate into the nothingness from which it came. Remain centered in the truth of your being. You are worthy. You are qualified. You are one with the Most High. The Lord Emmanuel is with you now and always. There is no place you can ever be that God is not. You are on this earth to magnify and glorify the presence of God the good. And so, like Mary, take this still moment to open your heart to divine inspiration. Say to yourself, let it be with me. Let it be that I move forward in this Advent season to joyfully expect the goodness of God. Let it be that I turn my pivotal soul away from any earthly challenge, any appearance of lack and limitation, to the promises of the Christ. And know above all that the celebration of the birth of Jesus so long ago in Bethlehem gives you the faith to realize and act from your true nature as a spiritual being. In this consciousness, know that the angels are calling you. You are favored. You are loved. You are magnificent. Something great and wonderful is waiting to be born in you, through you, and as you. You are the very expression of God's love, life, peace, wisdom, and faith. It is time to share your magnificence with the world. Accept this now and joyfully allow it to be for a few moments in the silence. And now, let us come together as a greater church community with grateful hearts for the birth of Jesus of Nazareth so long ago. And we set the intention this sacred season to make room for the rebirth of the Christ in the inn of our hearts. Let the Christ child born in Bethlehem be reborn in each one of us this Christmas season. We remain open and receptive to our true essence and to the divine guidance in every area in our lives. And so it is. Amen. And now let's joyfully come together in singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.